settling into a relaxed and upright body, giving ourselves the freedom to release whatever concerns or expectations we might hold in the mind. Letting go of complications, distractions, becoming very simple. Simple and at ease. Sinking into this place here. And as we let the breath flow by itself, without intervening or trying to take control, in the spirit of joy we find ourselves in these perfect conditions. Becoming fully mindful of the body, letting our awareness spread in every cell, in every single part of the body. Noticing every sensation that arises while settling into the present moment, highly aware and fully awake. Creating this non-conceptual space for ourselves to practice these methods, these unmistaken techniques, leading us to fully develop our good qualities. Engaging in these methods with a sense of contentment and delight. Thinking that we do this meditation in order to develop the mind, to gain even greater understanding of how it works. Familiarizing ourselves with its basic nature. Which is the source of all our experiences, good as well as bad experiences. So that out of this understanding we can be more skillful in benefiting others spontaneously, being able to bring these two awakening minds into our daily life, into our daily interactions. Keeping up a continuity of these practices, which makes our life so meaningful, so worthwhile, for ourselves and others. And also being happy again that we still are able to practice in a group here, making use of this supportive energy, supporting each other by just doing this together. Sitting here in this room, working on the mind. How wonderful. And with this intention in mind, we can begin to work with the meditation object of our choice. Yeah, be it the breathing, or watching the mental events arise and pass, or simply resting in awareness itself. Being aware that this is shamatha practice. Choosing an object in order to stay with this object, with all our focus. And we can always start with the breath. Begin with that, to settle the mind. Knowing that we are not trying to achieve something, not trying to win a race. In fact, we are meditating to create some space in the mind to finally not have to achieve something. But in a relaxed manner, making effort to deepen this experience of meditative equipoise. We stay with that, with our object, no need for anything else, single-pointedly with an equanimous mind. actively shaping the mind by applying the antidotes, as soon as we space out or get distracted. If we can just use this time to make these imprints in the mind, to come back again and again, then this is very worthwhile. Not losing contact, fully staying in touch, the consistency of presence with our object. If you wish, you can take a few moments to have a short break, to readjust your position. And then reconnecting, settling back into our posture. And for a few more moments, coming back to our object. And in this second part, we're going to do an analytical meditation where we are going to reflect a little bit on the kindness that we have received from others throughout this life. Yeah, when we can recognize that we have been the recipient of incredible kindness, then effortlessly the wish to repay this kindness will arise in our minds. And with this wish, then the two awakening minds and this exchanging self for others will be maybe a little bit easier to practice in our daily life, with this recognition. So you can begin by recalling and reflecting about the kindness you have received from your very close friends. Maybe you received great support or encouragement. Your close friends helping you, being there for you. And recognizing the value of certain friends and relatives in your life, so that you stop taking it for granted and generate a sense of appreciation for this kindness. So for a while, bring to mind specific people and specific acts of kindness that they have shown you throughout your life. And then we can think of the kindness we received from our own parents, our relatives and our teachers even, by reflecting on the care they gave us when we were young, couldn't protect ourselves from danger, couldn't even feed ourselves. Reflecting that they looked after our education. We learned so many skills from them. Even the most very simple things, we had to learn them in the past. So much time and energy that our parents put into helping us, so that we can learn even these most basic things like tying our shoes, or even walking, knowing how to talk. What we take for granted now, we did actually learn from someone. All our abilities, all our talents, all skills we have due to people who taught us and trained us. Yeah, reflect on this, really developing a sense of gratitude for the kindness you have received from the people who have brought you up, cared for you and educated you for so many years. And then we can consider the help that we received from people that we do not know. The kindness we received from strangers. For example, the people who have built this Vajrasattva Kompa that we sit in right now to do this meditation. Being protected from the cold. The people who made the clothes we are wearing right now. Yeah, we do not know them, and we also don't know their motivation for doing this. But we have to examine that because of these people, we have the benefit of having a roof over our head, and clothes to wear. Of course, yeah, when we hear these things, then we immediately think, well, I did pay for this. Yeah, it's not something they gave to me, but I paid my money for this, that's why I have it. Yeah. But then when you open your mind and reflect a little bit deeper, why are you able to pay for this? It's because of others that you have the opportunity to earn money to pay for this. The possibility of earning money comes from others. Think about it. Of course, then we immediately think, come on, give me a break. It is me that worked for this money. With all my efforts, all my skills that I have. It's not their kindness, it's my effort. No. But again, reflect a little bit. Where does this ability, these skills that you have, come from? They again totally depend on those people who taught you, educated you, and so forth. Of course, we're not trying to put ourselves down, but can you see that the possibility for this to happen in the first place actually is due to others? Try to contemplate on this a bit. You can also think about the lunch that you had today. What do you think? How many beings participated in preparing the food? Producing it? Transporting it? Growing it and so on? Again, we don't know them, but we have received a lot of benefit from them. The countless insects preparing the ground for the food to grow in the first place. Try to see that regardless of what their motivation was, fact is that without their effort, without the energy of others, we wouldn't be able to stay alive. So again, with a genuine sense of gratitude, getting a taste of this interconnectedness that we totally rely on, open your heart to all these strangers, because it's pretty mind-blowing if you think about it, that you can find infinite causes and conditions, how you benefited from people and animals. So send out this gratitude, seeing this, appreciating this. And then, of course, as we have learned thoroughly during the last days, the kindness we receive from people who harm us. Yeah, getting more used to this perspective that at first seems a bit shocking to us. But actually seeing that the one who brings us harm not only gives us the incredible opportunity to practice the path, practice patience, practice to respond in a skillful way, but also gives us the opportunity to grow spiritually. And whatever incredible painful times we might have had with others, we survived them and learn from these experiences, developing ourselves, eventually being stronger than before. These people who might be obnoxious to us, giving us the ability to change for the better, practicing the path, being able to help them also through this. So it's a big kindness we receive from them, if we can develop this perspective. It It doesn't matter if the person's motivation was to benefit us or not. But in the end, we do benefit. So for some more minutes, rest in this feeling of appreciation, seeing that they all brought us some kindness. They all benefited us. Everyone. And try to rest in this very freeing feeling to see this, developing a sense of gratitude towards all of them. And now it's on us to turn this self-centered mind around and begin to repay this kindness, putting these teachings on mind training into practice, which gives us a chance to truly be able to do this. And if you wish, you can dedicate your merit of this meditation and of this whole day to this goal. May this happen. May I be able to see this even more clearly, so that whatever I do becomes a cause for the benefit of others, from whom I have received endless, limitless kindness, not only in this life, but throughout beginningless lives. That you have, we're able to create the causes for the perfect human life that you live right now, was due to others. You created them in relation to other beings. So, if you wish, you can dedicate in this way. Due to these merits, may we quickly become fully enlightened in order to benefit others and lead them to the same enlightened state. Totally repaying the kindness.